It is time for our community spotlight. And today, once again, our monthly update from the Logan County United Way. Dave Vizesco is here. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Angie. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Can't complain.
I could. Wouldn't complain.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not going to complain. So lots of stuff going on. You guys are mid-campaign, which we're going to get to in a little bit. But
sure.
Tell me about some things that are happening.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have our good friend Jeannie Dempster here. She is clinical director of mental health at the TCM Behavioral Health here in Logan County. And, you know, mental health is certainly something that has been a challenge as we all plow through COVID-19. And you know, what are we going on, Jeannie? 7 months with the pandemic, and you think about all the different things going on, the secondary effects of it. And, you know, I think just because of all the change, for some folks, there's isolation, and it's just led to a lot of anxiety. What have you seen through the course of the last half year or so with regards to how it's impacted things at TCN?
Absolutely. You know, initially when this hit, we actually had a downswing in services for a while. No one wanted to come out. Obviously, there were concerns about that. And then all of a sudden, the wave hit, and we had a lot of people who were coming in and just, you know, I can't do this anymore. It's been, you know, about the 3 month mark. Everyone kind of hit their limit at that point and, you know, feeling more depressed, more anxious, just really struggling. And so we've, you know, we're continuing to be open. We've got walk-in clinic schedule every Monday and Wednesday for people to come in around 8:15. Opportunity to just come in and start getting some services.
But who comes in? So what am I experiencing that I would want to come to you?
Absolutely. So a lot of people, probably I would guess somewhere between 75% and 80% come in for depression and anxiety. Mm. They often happen together. It's pretty common for those to both happen at the same time. And especially this time of year, so we're dealing with COVID and with the change in weather. So October is usually the biggest turn that we have. Actually, we usually see the most crises, people at risk for suicide during this time in October, and then it hits again in February. So those are the big numbers. And that's when we want to see people. We want to see people coming through the door and getting help. It's important not to let the stigma get in the way.
So a double whammy of sorts with regards to the weather changing, a gray day like we have had the last couple. Mm. You end up in situations where that seasonal affective disorder sort of takes effect. And then you combine that with the fact that a long winter is ahead. And you know, they talk about how COVID's not kind of going away. How do we cope? How does someone, determine it? Do I have a depression or anxiety? Is this something I need to get checked out?
Absolutely. Yeah. That kind of that impending doom feeling that happens and loss of hope. Those are some of the factors that we look at when we're looking at depression. A lot of times people think, well, I don't think I'm really depressed because I'm not crying all of the time. That's not necessarily a requirement. There's 7 or 8 major symptoms that go along with this. Part of it could be tearfulness. Sometimes it's sleeping too much or sleeping too little. Could also be eating more than usual, but usually it's not having an appetite anymore, just losing your appetite. Just not feeling motivated to do the things that you usually love to do. So those are a lot of the factors that factor in when you're looking at symptoms of depression.
You think a little bit too about numbers. You talk about how they sort of spiked for you. Mm-hmm. How's the staff doing, and how's everybody there coping with all of this and the change? And you know, how different is it in terms of the way you're treating people, seeing people? I know there's some virtual stuff going on as well.
Absolutely. And that's been a real blessing to us as well, of having that option. People don't even have to walk in their doors. They can call in, and we're able to have virtual appointments and just have that opportunity. If you feel you're at risk or you don't want to be around, you know, you don't want to take the risk, that you can have appointments via our WebEx system.
TCN Behavioral Health, a United Way funded agency here in Logan County. Number to get a hold of you?
937-599-1975.
599-1975 with multiple locations throughout the Shine FM listening area too, not just here in Belle Fountain.
Yeah, and I guess it's important that if you have any questions, just to call.
Just call.
Yeah, that's important. All right, we're going to continue on with more of our community spotlight this morning. We're doing our community spotlight this morning. In the studio with me today is Dave Vizesco with the United Way of Logan County. We're getting our monthly update. Important stuff, Dave.
Yeah, important because we're talking mental health this morning, and that is certainly something that is front and center for a lot of folks. It's amazing to think. I read an article not too long ago, Angie. 1 in 3 people in America have some form of depression, anxiety, and mental health. You brought it up in the first segment. Kind of had a stigma for a long time.
Yeah, it does.
And I don't know. We're with Jeannie Dempster. She is clinical director for TCN Behavioral Health. Jeannie, a stigma of mental health. Why has that historically been the case? Is it because it's an ailment that you can't see? You know, so as many physical ailments are, or just hard to pinpoint. Kind of, what do you say about that?
Absolutely, and it's been a stigma for centuries, and we're finally at a point where we're moving past that, but it's still there. It seems to be that people are supportive to other people who have depression, anxiety, but if you ask them about them, they're like, "Oh no, I'm fine," and we hear that a lot. I'm fine. And they're not. So it is important to recognize the symptoms, and it's no different than having diabetes or a broken arm or anything like that. It's treatable. It's very treatable, and there's no reason to suffer. So if you're feeling that way, if you're feeling feeling depressed, feeling tired, feeling hopeless, the future doesn't look good for you, it's time to get help. And it doesn't mean you have to come to a mental health agency. You can talk to your family doctor as well.
I know how I feel just watching the news or listening to the news. And I'm a person of faith, and feel like I have hope, you know. But I know that sometimes just the negativity can constantly wear on somebody.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It
and
is.
How do we keep track of our friends and our family members and know when there's actually a problem?
This is really important because it's a lot easier to track it in our friends and family than it is in ourselves. We're not very good recognizing it in ourselves. And so being the eyes and ears and heart for those people as well, being that support. And right now it's so hard to connect with people, you know, with COVID. And we just want to make sure that you're reaching out to those people that are important to you. A phone call is fine. It's something. We all need connected.
Mm. So talking about watching out for others, one of the things that happens through United Way funding at TCN is programming within the local schools here in Logan County where, you know, there's a therapist that TCN has in each and every one of the local schools. But the other thing is a screening program and education that takes place in 6th and 9th grade. Can you talk a little bit about how that works?
Absolutely. We have a program called Signs of Suicide, or SOS for short. And we have a trained person who goes out into each school, both in the 6th and the 9th grade, in the fall and in the spring. So we're hoping we can catch people in the spring that we may not be able to catch in the fall, to give information. And it's about recognizing those signs and symptoms and then also developing coping skills at a very young age. And the great thing about kids is kids don't have the same kind of stigma that adults do. They talk about it. So it's wonderful. And then they get the help. And we huge screenings. 1 in 4 kids are coming back positive for depression, anxiety, and then, of course, that risk of suicide as well that we want to focus on now.
You talked about coping skills, obviously, with the kids, but for anybody, what are some good coping skills that, you know, can be employed by someone who maybe has that sense of that hopelessness, that sense of anxiety?
Yeah, you know that feeling that you get when you want to stay in bed and pull the covers over your head? That's fine for about 5 minutes, then get up. We need to get up. We need to get moving. Physical activity is one of the best things that we can do for ourselves, even if it's a little walk around your house. Taking care of yourself by eating the right foods, doing uplifting things. Turn off the news.
Turn on Shine FM.
I was just going to say, Jesus is a great place to start, but go ahead. Sorry.
Absolutely. Spirituality is a huge piece of this. When we have that hope and we're able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, that helps to uplift us. Spending time with people, we need to have that support and that connection.
It's interesting how you bring up some other elements of the human nature. Yeah, beyond the mental capacity, we've got the physical side of it. We've got the spiritual side of it. And they all do interrelate. And so picking yourself up in one of those other areas, as you allude to, can somehow boost the mental aspect as well.
Absolutely. They're all connected. They're all connected.
All right. So how can people get in touch with you or even just ask questions?
Absolutely. It's even if you just call or come in, we can do a consultation. Just call. We're more than happy to make a connection with people. And people may just have questions. You know, do I have something that should be treated? And we'll talk to you about it. And if it's something that needs help, we'll have you come in or have you connect.
599-1975 is the number for TCN here in Logan County. 599 1975, and you can also call 211. And if you're listening outside of Logan County, 211 in your area can get you connected with the similar providers in your community.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, well, we're going to be continuing more important conversation, especially about, Dave, how the United Way is doing right now fiscally, and how we can all jump in on that one, because we got to talk about this time of the year and how we can go out and have fun and benefit the United Way and families in this area. We'll be back in just a moment with more. Dave Bezesko is here with United Way of Logan County, always bringing us an update on agencies that you support, you provide for as part of your United Way. The giving is going on right now, and then you allocate.
Yes.
And so TCN was actually one of the, is actually one of your partner agencies.
Absolutely. One of the higher funded partner agencies for more than just mental health, too. We didn't even get into the whole domestic violence situation.
Oh, wow.
They serve with the Soteria House and the New Directions program. They do a lot for people in crisis here in our community.
But people can find out about the agencies on your website, correct?
Yeah. UWLogan.org. UWLogan.org. You click the Get Help tab, and that's where that is.
Okay. And so you are in campaign season right now.
Mid-season form, yeah. And so to date, we've raised $435,000, hopefully on our way to $1 million for the third year in a row.
Okay.
And just like we sometimes have folks in who receive United Way funding, we have folks in who help give to United Way. Kathy Johnson's here with Angles Nursery and Landscaping. And Kathy's got an incredibly fun family-friendly event planned for this coming Saturday at the nursery, which is just south of Bell Fountain on Route 68. Mm-hmm. Kathy, you've got a pumpkin glow, an event that you've always been wanting to do. We talked about this about a month ago when you started planning it. It's something that's been near and dear to your heart.
Definitely. We did pumpkin carving events in Dayton with my kids growing up, and it was wonderful that you would everybody would go in, scouting groups, that kind of thing, and carve pumpkins, and then they would set them all aglow in the evening, and it was just such a beautiful event that I had never experienced before. So I definitely wanted to bring it to this area, and United Way seemed like a perfect fit for a fundraising.
And we're going to do it on Saturday, and so all day long, an opportunity to, there'll be some carving opportunities, and then in the evening, the glow itself. Talk a little bit about how people can still get involved.
Well, we have two. You can do it at home. You can grab a pumpkin, register, let us know you're going to bring one so we can plan accordingly. We also have a carving event on Friday at Angles, and that is from 2 to 6. There is also one sponsored by the library that we will also host at Angles, and that is on Saturday from noon to 2. And then, like I said, you can do it at home with your family, your friends, and bring them in.
And then the glow on Saturday night. So that's going to be kind of the culmination of everything. 6:30 is when that starts, so at dusk, and then the opportunity to walk through and around the pumpkin patch there at Angles and see them all aglow. So I don't know, the great pumpkin, Linus would always be on the lookout, but there'll be more than one great pumpkin out there on Saturday night.
Isn't there a maze?
There is a maze.
So you got to hear a funny story, because I love corn mazes. I didn't do it actually until I came to Ohio, because when I grew up, you just went through the corn. There wasn't a maze involved in it. But anyway, you just went through the corn. But I had exchange students and they were like, you actually walk through corn? I'm like, yeah. Well, what kind of fun is that? But then they had a really great time. So I love that you have a corn maze. Tell us about it a little bit.
Well, it's in the shape of the tree of life. And so it's really pretty. We have pictures of it. It's also on our Facebook page, so you can take a look of an aerial view. But that's been a lot of fun. And there's so many little kids that go through that, and it's just so exciting to see families together going through it, groups of friends, and we're so thrilled with the whole thing.
So the lot of fall type activities at Angles and the pumpkin glow on Saturday night by donation. So whatever you choose it goes toward United Way and
good.
The campaign, and an opportunity to do some other things while you're out there too, beyond just check out the glow. I know you have a food truck coming and you've got other activities planned for Saturday.
Absolutely.
What's the food truck?
The food truck is Rudy's. Out of Urbana.
Okay.
So they're going to be wonderful. We've got West Liberty Ice Cream is going to be out there.
Oh, well, see, now she's got me. Doesn't matter how cold it is. Never too cold for ice cream.
Oh, the weather's looking good on Saturday, too.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's fall, so I don't have any high expectations. But yeah, ice cream, it's fantastic, especially on a food truck. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so come early and stay late.
Make your plans. All the details on our website as well at uwlogan.org and at Angles Nursery and Landscaping. Check that out on Facebook and the Big Pumpkin Glow and carving events coming up over the weekend here at Angles.
I love it. You come out, you have a good family time, you do fun family fall activities, and you raise money for United Way.
Quickly, if I may, a major food distribution taking place in three of your broadcast communities here in Belle Fountain, also in Marysville and on Marion on Saturday. It's the USDA Farmers to Families food distribution. Free 30-pound boxes of food are going to be distributed, over 400 in each location in Belle Fountain. It starts at 10 a.m. at Our Daily Bread. So that'll happen over at Oakland Square, right across from the fire department.
Okay, what are the qualifications?
There are no questions asked.
Oh,
no income eligibility. It's for whomever and how many you need. So come get, grab a box for a neighbor, maybe they can't get out, or,
yeah,
or something along those lines. But you know, if you have a need for food, they say that the box, which will have fresh fruit, vegetables, meats, and dairy products, can get a family of four through an entire week.
Wow.
That'll be in Belle Fountain from 10 to noon on Saturday in Marysville at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, which is on 5th Street right across from Legion Park. That'll start at 11 and go till 1, and it'll be up in Marion at St. Mary Catholic Church in the afternoon. So three opportunities for you to snag a box of food.
So you have all of this information about the fall event that's happening at Angles Nursery and that you guys are doing on this food distribution. It's on your Facebook page and your website, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So give those one more time.
Well, uwlogan.org or search United Way of Logan County, Ohio, United Way Logan County, Ohio on Facebook.
All right. Well, fantastic. I love to catch up with you and find out what's going on. And you know, United Way is always doing great things in all of our communities. So no matter what community you're listening from, please be generous to give to United Way, especially this time of the year, because it does a lot for families in the community that need just a little extra help. And don't forget that in most communities, you can dial 211 to get access to lots of different services. If you've got any kind of questions, it's a free service. Go ahead and dial that 211.